light of guidance, the light of guidance. The light of guidance, the light of guidance. The light of guidance, the light of guidance.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله The prophet of mankind, the peace of our hearts and mind, the most generous and kind صلى الله عليه وسلم is reported to have said, the one who recites durood, salutations, salawat, salam, once upon me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers 10 mercies upon him, subhanallah. Another beautiful narration, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, man salla alayya fi yawmin khamsina marratan safahtuhu yawm al-qiyamati. Subhanallah, that whoever recites durood upon me 50 times in a day, I will shake hands with him on the day of judgment. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Salatu wa salamun alayka. Ya Sayyidi, ya Habibi, ya Rasulullah. Sallallahu ala Muhammad. Nurim min nurillah. Marhaba, marhaba. Khushamdeed. Once again to one and all, to another wonderful episode. And discussion in this series, The Light of Guidance. Alhamdulillah, for those that have been watching us and for those who know that we try and discuss some wonderful topics in these series which are pertaining to the youngsters and pertaining to our day-to-day routine, many things. How can we rectify ourselves? How can we make things better for ourselves? And with that, many other things we also learn, alhamdulillah. To begin today's discussion, I would like to recite an ayah of the Holy Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim in Surah An'am, verse number 54. وَإِذَا جَاءَكَ الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِآيَاتِنَا فَقُلْ سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ كَتَبَ رَبُّكُمْ عَلَى نَفْسِهِ الرَّحْمَةَ عَلَى نَفْسِهِ الرَّحْمَةَ أَنَّهُ مَنْ عَمِلَ مِنْكُمْ سُوءًا بِجَهَالَةٍ ثُمَّ تَابَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ وَأَصْلَحَ فَأَنَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. And when those who believe in our verses come to you, then say to them, peace be upon you. Your Lord has taken upon himself to bestow mercy, that whosoever among you commits sin in ignorance, but repents thereafter and reforms himself, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most forgiving, most merciful. Subhanallah. This is the ayah of the Holy Quran, and we will inshallah be elaborating this ayah in this verse of the Holy Quran. So that will bring us to our topic. And the topic is the excellence, the beauty of salam. Firstly, alhamdulillah, this ayah of the Holy Quran, which we have just recited, it mentions the rewards given to those fortunate people who come to the court of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And actually, the blessings of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are continuous, alhamdulillah. They are reaching everyone at every time. Sayyidi Al-Azil mentions, he says, La Rabbil Arsh jisko jo mila unse mila batti hai kaunain mein ni'mat Rasulullah ki. Sayyidi Al-Azil is actually indicating towards a blessed hadith where the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam states, Innama ana qasimun wallahu yu'ti. Meaning, I am the distributor and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants. Subhanallah. Pointing towards this blessed hadith, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat mentions, he says, La wa rabbil arsh, jisko jo mila unse mila. By the Lord of the great throne, whatever anyone has received, they have received it from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, all the blessings, all the blessings being distributed in both the worlds are because of our master, the greatest prophet, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, these are the blessings that everyone receives. But whoever enters the court of the beloved Rasul, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the rule for them is that the distribution never decreases. Everyone receives according to their capacity. As someone wonderful said, koi mansoor koi banke ghazali aaye unke darbar se hokar jo suwali aaye. As someone beautifully said, koi mansoor koi banke ghazali aaye unke darbar se hokar jo suwali aaye. Subhanallah. Means whoever goes as a beggar, as a pleader in the august court of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if Mansur goes there, then he returns as Imam Mansur of his time. If Muhammad bin Muhammad goes, he returns as Imam Muhammad al-Ghazali. If Hassan Sanjari goes, he returns as Khaja Muinuddin. If Ahmad Razak goes, he returns as Imam Ahl-Sunnah. In other words, whatever vessel someone has, he gets that many gifts and he returns with his bag full from the august court of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. And these are the gifts which are given according to the capacity of the vessel. The bigger the bowl, the bigger you are going to receive. Along with this, many gifts are such that they are given to everyone who goes there. There is no division of people there, whether a ghaus of the time goes or an extreme sinner. Both get these rewards, whether it is a rich man, a poor man, a beggar, a leader, a king, a slave. Whoever reaches the prophetic court definitely gets the reward. And a few of those rewards are mentioned in this noble verse. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, he says, وَإِذَا جَاءَكَ. And when those who believe in our verses come to you, who are they? الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِآيَاتِنَا. Those who believe in our verses. Meaning the one who comes should be a believer, not disbeliever. He should be a devotee, the lover of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not a hypocrite. His beliefs should be correct, his aqidah should be correct, his creed should be correct, everything should be correct. He should not insult the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He should not insult the blessed companions. He should not insult the Ahlul Bayt Adhar. He should not insult the noble saints, rahimahumullahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. He should believe and he should have all the fundamental beliefs of Islam, the basic Islamic beliefs. He should believe and he should follow all of them, subhanallah. When such a person comes to the court of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then what will he get? Subhanallah. Allah Ta'ala mentions, فَقُلْ. Then say to them. In other words, O my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whoever comes as your true slave, tumhara hoke jo aaye, whoever comes as you, as yours, you know, he is your slave, your servant, he comes giving everything to you, O my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَقُلْ سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ. Then say to them, peace be upon you. Subhanallah. This is the first reward. Salamun alaykum. Peace be upon you. Now the mufassireen, the muhaddiseen, they have given two meanings of this. Number one, that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says salam to the slaves who come. And the second meaning is that your merciful Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, says salam to you. And the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is being told, O beloved, when your slaves come to your court, then convey our salam to them. Subhanallah, subhanallah. How wonderful and how great this is. When a slave reaches the august court of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then he gets the salam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What a great reward this is, that the Creator Himself is giving you the salam, is sending the salam to you. How respected you will be at that moment. Bulate hain usi ko jiski bigi ye banate hain. Kamar bandhna diyare taiba ko khulna hai kismat ka. Subhanallah. This is the first reward. Salamun alaykum. First reward which a person receives when he goes in the august court of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. We'll inshallah carry on our discussion after a short break and we'll listen to wonderful kalam. And as soon as we return, inshallah, we will carry on our discussion. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Mawla ya salli wa sallim daiman abadan ala habib. خير خلق كلهم
All send peace and blessings upon your beloved, the best and perfect. perfect creation that you have created.
Mawla ya salli wa sallim daiman abadan ala habibika khair khalqi kullihim.
Muhammadun سيد الكونين والثقلين والفريقين من عرب ومن عجم. The master of both worlds, jinn and mankind combined, Arab or non-Arab, he is leader of them all.
Mawla صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير خلق كلهم.
هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل تحيمي. He's the loved one whose intercession we all hope for in every horror and yes, in every calamity.
Mawla ya salli wa sallim daiman abadan ala habibika khair khalqi kulli.
خلق وفي خلق ولم يدانه في علم ولا كرم. He leads the prophets in both appearance and character that don't near him in knowledge or in generosity.
Mawla ya salli wa sallim خير خلق كلهم.
فإن من جودك الدنيا وضرتها ومن علومك علم اللوح والقلم. The world and hereafter is but a gift from thee. From your knowledge is the tablet and the pen of decree.
Mawla ya salli wa sallim daiman abadan ala habibika khair khalqi kullihim.
Ya Rabbi bil Mustafa Karami. For the chosen one, my Lord, let us reach all our goals and pardon us what is gone, O vast in generosity.
Mawla ya salli wa sallim daiman abadan ala habibika khair خلق كلهم.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Welcome back to our episode and you are watching The Light of Guidance. Alhamdulillah, before the break we learned that a beautiful ayah of the Holy Quran in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking to his beloved Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Holy Quran that, O my beloved, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when these believers, allatheena yu'minuna bi ayatina, when those who believe in our verses, in our signs, when they come to you, faqul salamun alaykum, must say salam upon you, peace be upon you, subhanallah. And we also mentioned two narrations, that one is the beloved Rasul sallam says salam to the slaves, and the second meaning is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says salam to you, and the beloved Rasul is being told, oh beloved, when your slaves come to your court, then convey our salam to them. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So alhamdulillah. And then we mentioned that definitely the person who is called to Medina, he gets the call, whose broken matters are about to be fixed. When a person prepares to travel to Medina, understand that his fate has unlocked. Baad minne wali hai uski. Allah, 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 Allah. This was the first reward. Now, carrying on in the same ayah, after Salamun alaykum, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, he says, كَتَبَ رَبُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ نَفْسِهِ الرَّحْمَةِ. Your Lord has taken upon himself to bestow mercy. Subhanallah. This is the second reward which a person receives. That when he reaches the august court of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then he gets the good news, the glad tidings, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made mercy compulsory upon his grace for him, subhanallah. This is the karam and the mercy of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanallah, subhanallah. أَنَّهُ مَنْ عَمِلَ مِنْكُمْ سُوءًا بِجَهَالَةٍ ثُمَّ تَابَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ وَأَصْلَحَ فَأَنَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. That whosoever among you commits sin in ignorance, but repents thereafter and reforms himself, Allah is most forgiving, most merciful. In other words, O beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell those who come to your court, no matter how many sins you have committed in ignorance or by mistake, even if they are very grave sins, big sins, major sins, now you will find mercy. Repent in the court of the Lord and fix yourselves, rectify yourselves, mold yourselves according to the teachings of Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. What will happen? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive all your sins. Subhanallah, subhanallah. What immense mercy is found from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but it is found at the court of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, very beautifully he mentions, he says, وَهِي رَبْ هَيْ جِسْنِ تُجْكُو هَمَتَنْ كَرَمْ بَنَایَا اور ہمیں بھیک مانگنے کو تیرا آستاں بتایا تجھے حمد ہے خدایا تجھے حمد ہے خدایا تمہیں حاکم برایا تمہیں قاسم عطایا تمہیں دافع بلایا تمہیں شافع خطایا کوئی تم سا کون آیا کوئی تم سا کون آیا. O beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah is the one who made the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam a personification of mercy. وَهِي رَبْ هَي جِسْنِ تُجْكُو حَمَتَنْ كَرَمْ بَنَایَا and then ہمیں بھیک مانگنے کو تیرا آستاں بتایا. And He is the Lord who told us to come to your door to ask for charity. If we want something, ہمیں بھیک مانگنے کو تیرا آستاں بتایا. He told us we must come to you, must come to your august court, to your blessed court, subhanallah. Oh Allah Almighty, all praise is for you. Tujhe hamd hai khudaya, tujhe hamd hai khudaya, subhanallah. Tumhi hakim baraya, tumhi qasim ataya. Oh beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are the ruler of all creation. Tumhi hakim baraya, tumhi qasim ataya. You are the one who gives blessings to everyone. As this hadith we learnt in the beginning, إِنَّمَا أَنَا قَاسِمٌ وَاللَّهُ يُعْتِي, that definitely, indeed, I am the distributor and Allah Ta'ala is the bestower. Allah Ta'ala is the granter, the giver, and I distribute. Subhanallah. Another place Allah Azza says, رَبْهِ مُعْتِي, یہ ہے قاسم, رزق اس کا ہے, کھلاتے یہ ہے, تھنڈا تھنڈا میٹھا میٹھا, پیتے ہم ہے, pilate ye hai. Subhanallah, subhanallah. O beloved Rasul, you are the ruler of all creation. You are the one who gives blessings to everyone. Tumhi hakim baraya, tumhi qasim ataya, tumhi dafi balaya, tumhi shafi khataya. Ya Rasulullah, you are the one who removes difficulties. You are the one who secures forgiveness for the sinners by interceding for them. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. Koi tumsa kaun aaya, koi tumsa kaun aaya. Ya Rasulullah, who is there who has come like you? No one has ever come like you. No one will ever come like you. Allah Ta'ala has made you alone. As another, you know, very beautiful, wonderful poet, Sayyidi Huzur Tajul Sharia, Qiblah, very beautifully he mentions, and he says, Mustafa is Zaat Yakta, Aap hai, Yakne jisko yak banaya, Aap hai. Subhanallah, Subhanallah. And, you know, carrying on, he's saying, Aap ki khatir banaye do jahan, apni khatir jo banaya, Aap hai. Subhanallah. And he carries on and he praises the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And, you know, he keeps on mentioning, keeps on mentioning, keeps on mentioning. And then, you know, at the end he says, Ho bala akhtar ka data aap hai. Ya Rasulullah, you know, inshallah I will be successful because my data, my leader is you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, tujhe yak ne yak banaya. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is alone. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made him alone. There is no one in the entire creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whose qualities, whose akhlaq, whose characteristics, whose sifat, whose attributes are like the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is alone, he is unique, he is special. Allah ta'ala has made him perfect. Yes, there are other great prophets alayhi wa sallam who are the crowns of our heads and we are their slaves, we are their servants. They are great personalities, they are anbiya. They are Sahaba, they are Ahle Bayti Athar, they are Awliya, they are Ghaus, they are Abdal, they are Qutub, they are angels even. But in the entire creation, and creation is not limited to human beings, no. Even the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is no one like the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Koi tumsa kaun aaya, koi tumsa kaun aaya. One more time, tumhi haakime baraya, tumhi qasime aataya, tumhi dafiye balaya, tumhi shafiye khataya. Koi tumsa kaun aaya, koi tumsa kaun aaya. Sallu lil habib sallallahu ta'ala ala muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. My dear Islamic brothers, this verse and ayah which we have just recited now, it makes it clear that whoever reaches the august court of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sends salam to him. This means he either prays for his safety or gives him the salam of the merciful Lord. And whoever reaches this pure door comes under the shadow of mercies. Har samt rahmaton ki barsaat ho rahi hai, hai rahmaton ka darya, sarkar ka madina. So a question might come to your mind that this blessed verse was sent down when the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was physically alive in this world. So therefore, the matter of sending salam and receiving mercies was for his physical life, because the ayah was revealed at that time. And now that the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has left this world physically, he has made parda, he has departed from this mundane world physically, then how will we get these bounties, these blessings, these, you know, in'amad, these gifts by going to Medina Sharif? Because it was limited to the life of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam physically. Someone can have this doubt and this question. This is actually a waswasa, a whisper from shaitan, you know, who tries to take you away and farther and farther and farther away from the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. First of all, you must understand, there is no limit of time and era in this blessed verse. Allah Ta'ala did not say, oh my beloved, whoever comes during your physical life, then send salam to him. Oh my beloved, whoever comes today, tomorrow, and for the next 2-3 months, send salam to him. No. The hukum is mutlaq, unconditional. Whoever comes to you, comes when, comes now, comes tomorrow, comes 1 week later, comes 2 months later, comes until day of Qiyamah, whoever comes to you, O beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not put a limit or he has not put a condition here, then why are you putting a condition and making things difficult for you and for the entire ummah? Allah Ta'ala does not say this rule is only for 50 years, this rule is only for the next 100 years, this rule is only for your sahaba ikram. No. The hukum and the verse clearly did not put any limit. So how can we put limits from our own side? Now listen to the hadith of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, and before listening to this hadith, recite durood upon the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wholeheartedly. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Man zara qabri ba'da mawti kana ka man zarani fi hayati. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, this is a hadith of Mu'jam al-Awsat Sharif, that whoever visits my shrine after my apparent passing, منزار قبري بعد موتي, كان كمن زارني في حياتي. It is as if he visited me during my physical life. Subhanallah, subhanallah. This means that whoever visits the blessed Rauza Mubarak of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is just like the one who visited the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his blessed and Mubarak life. And Allah Ta'ala says, O beloved, whichever slave, a true Muslim, comes to your service, convey salam to him too and give him the good news of mercy. This shows that whoever visits the pure shrine will become worthy of these gifts, of these blessings, of these in'amat. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, we'll carry on this discussion after a short break. We'll listen to a few beautiful Madani pearls, and when we return, inshallah, we will carry on the discussion. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
The last and final Prophet and Messenger sallallahu ta'ala wa ala alihi wasallam was one of the busiest of men. He was leading an empire growing so fast, an ummah gathering not people from a single nation but nations. He was guiding nations. He was receiving revelation. Yet Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam, he always gave time to his family. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam would sit with his wives. He would listen to his wives. He would smile with them. He played with children, even allowing his grandchildren to climb upon his back whilst he was in prayer. Once, you know, a Bedouin was amazed at the love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam would show to his children. You kiss your children? We don't do that. Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, he states, Man la yirham, la yirham. The whosoever does not show mercy will not be shown mercy. This sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches us that don't let your busy work or stress steal time away from your family. Even a smile, a hug, a short time just playing with your family, playing with your children. This is a sunnah. Because nurturing family love is also part of worship. So, my dear viewers, open the internal. Let's try to act upon all of the sunnahs and let's adopt these two. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
Sallu lil Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Salatu wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi ya Habibi ya Rasulullah. Marhaba, marhaba, marhaba. Once again, you are watching The Light of Guidance, and we are discussing salam to the best court of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and physically being present there and sending salam in the august court of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. A wonderful narration. Imam Hakim has narrated this. He has recorded it. He says, Sayyidina Dawood bin Abu Salih rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says, one day, Khalifa Marwan came to the grand threshold of the merciful Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There he saw a person who had placed his face on the luminous grave. Since Caliph Marwan did not know the ruling, he placed his hand on that person's neck and said, do you know what you are doing? That person immediately said, yes, I know. Saying this, when he turned his face towards Caliph Marwan, Khalifa Marwan, he was the famous companion of the Prophet, the host of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyiduna wa Mawlana Abu Ayyub al-Ansari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He explained to the Khalifa and said, I have come to the grand presence of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I have not come to a mere stone. Subhanallah. Us shaq-e roza sajde mein suwe haram jhuke, Allah janta hai ki niyat kidhar ki hai. Subhanallah. The understanding of this for about 17 months the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam prayed facing Masjidul Aqsa. However, his heart wished that the Kaaba should become the Qibla. So Allah Almighty commanded the Kaaba to be made the Qibla. In the same way, the devotees of the luminous shrine wish in their hearts that the blessed shrine could be the direction for prayer. But Islamic law, Sharia, has made only the Kaaba as the Qibla. Therefore, they prostrate facing the Kaaba. Subhanallah. This shows the blessed companions radiallahu ta'ala anhu ajma'in also believed that visiting the blessed shrine of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not like visiting the grave of our parents who passed away, etc. No, by the grace of Allah, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is alive in his blessed shrine, a worldly life. Just as he used to listen to salam and reply to it during his physical life, he still hears the salam and replies to it. Now, subhanallah. It's clearly mentioned in the blessed hadith, which the summary of which I am mentioning to you. The beloved Sahaba Ikram companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in asked, O Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we send durood blessings upon you and it reaches you. When you are resting in your blessed shrine, how will the durood reach you? The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Inna Allah harrama ala al-ardi أن تأكل جساد الأنبياء فنبي الله حي يرزق. Indeed, Allah has made it forbidden for the earth to consume the bodies of the prophets. The prophets are alive and are given sustenance. تُزِنْدَا هِوَ اللَّهِ میرے چشم عالم سے چھپ جانے والے. Subhanallah, subhanallah. سيدنا الشيخ أبو النصر عبد الواحد رحمة الله تعالى عليه, he says, after completing Hajj, I came to Madinatul Munawwara and visited the luminous shrine. I was sitting near the blessed chamber when Sayyidina Shaykh Abu Bakr Diyar Bikri rahmatullahi ta'ala came. He stood in front of the luminous face of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, Assalamu alayka ya Rasulullah. He says, then I and all those present heard a voice from inside the luminous shrine saying, Wa alayka salam ya Aba Bakrin. Subhanallah, subhanallah. When Sayyidina Nuruddin rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi visited the sacred shrine, he humbly said, Assalamu alayka ayyuhan nabiyyu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All the people who were present there at that time heard the reply from the luminous shrine, Wa alayka salamu ya waladi. That is, and peace be upon you, oh my son. Tumko to ghulamon se hai kuch aisi mohabbat hai tarke adab warna kahe hum pe fida ho. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Oh Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you love your slaves so much. It would be bad manners to say this, otherwise you would say that you are devoted to your slaves. Subhanallah. Hai tarke adab warna kahe hum pe fida ho. Allah, 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 Allah. Subhanallah. Another wonderful narration. When Shaykh al-Islam Allah Muhammad Hashim Tatvi Sindhi rahmatullahi ta'ala visited the blessed Rauza Mubarak, he presented salam from the blessed shrine. The voice came in reply, Wa alaykum as-salam ya Muhammadu Hashimu Tatvi. Subhanallah. Ey Madine ke tajdar salam, ey gharibu ke gham gusar salam, tiri ek ek ada pe pyare so durude fida hazar salam. And likewise, another narration of Sayyidina Shaykh Ahmed Kabir Rifa'i rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi is very famous. The event is that when Sayyidina Ahmed Kabir Rifa'i rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi finished Hajj and came to Madinatul Munawwara, he stood before the sacred shrine and read two couplets in Arabic. The translation is, when I was far away, I used to send my soul to kiss your holy court as my representative. Now that I have come to meet you in person, please grant me your blessed hand so my lips may kiss it. As soon as he finished these couplets, the blessed hand of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam came out of the blessed grave. Sayyidina Shaykh Ahmed Kabir Rifa'i had the honor of kissing the blessed hands of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is mentioned in Al-Hawi Lil-Fatawa. Subhanallah, waha kya jood o karam hai, shahe batha tera, nahi sunta hi nahi, mangne wala tera. O King of Makkatul Mukarramah, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your kindness and generosity are amazing. A beggar at your sacred door has never heard the word no. You always give. Your sacred door is such a door that no one ever returns empty-handed. And Sayyidina Imam Abu Bakr bin Mukri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, says Imam Tabarani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, Abul al-Shaykh rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, and I were all present in Madinatul Munawwara. We had not eaten for 2 days and were very weak from hunger. When it was time for Isha, I went to the blessed Rose Mubarak and humbly said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Al-Ju'a, Al-Ju'a, Ya Rasulullah, I'm hungry. He says, I only said thus and I came back. And Abu al-Shaykh rahmatullahi ta'ala and I went to sleep whilst Imam Tabarani sat waiting for someone to come. Suddenly, someone knocked at our door. When we opened it, an Alavi gentleman, means a descendant of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, came with 2 slaves. Both slaves had baskets full of food. The gentleman said, perhaps you have complained about hunger in the prophetic court, because I saw the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in my dream, and he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commanded me to give you food. He ate with us and left the remaining food for us before departing. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Mufti Azmihin says, Peete hai tere dar ka, khate hai tere dar ka, paani hai tera paani, dana hai tera dana. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. These are all narrations in which the beloved Rasul looks after his slaves. He takes care of you. He fulfills your need, your desires, your request when you are there. Subhanallah. Even if you are not there, you know, he still accepts, you know, Sayyidina Aziz says, Faryad ummati jo kare hal zar mein, mumkin nahi ke khair bashar ko khabar na ho. Impossible. Definitely he knows and he will assist you. But the intention should be pure. Your sincerity must be there. Imam Ismail Nabhani rahmatullahi ta'ala writes, Sheikh Abu Abbas Ahmed bin Nafis Tunisi rahmatullahi ta'ala states, once I was in Medina Munawwara and I was very hungry. I went to the blessed Rosa and said, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I am hungry. After saying this, I fell asleep. He says, shortly after, someone woke me up and invited me to his home. I went with him. The host offered me dates, ghee and bread. He said, eat as much as you like, because my grandfather, the final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has commanded me to host you. Whenever you feel hungry again, please come back to us. Subhanallah. Peete hai tere dar ka, khate hai tere dar ka, paani hai, tera paani dana hai, tera dana. Har taraf Madina mein bheer hai faqiro ki, ek dene wala hai, kul jahan sawali hai. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, how was he blessed in the blessed Rosa of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? That when he visited the Hajj for the second time, he had a deep wish to see the greatest Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with his own eyes while awake. He spent the whole night at the sacred imprint, the Sunahri Jaliya, the golden grills, reciting Durood. But he was not lucky enough to see him that night. On the second night, he wrote a poem in deep pain of separation. Wo suhe lal azar phirte hai, tere din hai bahar phirte hai. The last couplet he says, koi kyu puche teri baat raza, tujhse kutte hazar phirte hai. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. As soon as he showed this humility and humbleness in the court of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the veils were lifted and the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam showed him his blessed face whilst he was awake. Subhanallah. So, the summary of everything, that any true slave who visits the august court of the beloved Rasul gets these 2 rewards. Number one, the merciful Prophet gives him a prayer for peace. Means fortunate people even hear the salam. And number two, the second reward is that he gets the good news of mercy. We wish Allah SWT grants us this blessing too. In the bottom of our heart, we make the dua, may Allah Ta'ala enable us, inshallah, with our parents, our Murshid Kareem, our relatives, our family members, to go for Hajj and for Umrah. All those who have gone for Hajj, may Allah accept the Hajj, those who are not yet going and those who cannot yet go, who have financial issues, documents issues, papers issues, any issue, may Allah enable all of us to go for Hajj and for Umrah. Ameen, ameen, ameen. Bijahin Nabi Ameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With these words, we have reached the conclusion of today's discussion, inshallah. We hope to, inshallah, meet you in our coming episodes. Till then, be positive, think positive, stay positive, and remain positive. Remember, instill the love of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in your hearts, in your mind. This love of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the base of your iman, the base of everything. You have this love by Allah, you have everything. You lose this love by Allah, you lose everything. Till we meet again, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
The light of guidance, 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 the light of guidance.